Hi, this is Break Free for Recorders, and Lily, you can play that on your flute as well. At the very, very beginning, okay, we've got 5 bars rest. So we're going to count 5 bars of the time signature being 4-4. So we would count it 1-2-3-4, 2-2-3-4, 3-2-3-4, 4-2-3-4, 5-2-3-4, and then we come in with our note, which is a G. In this piece of music, we've got lots of G's, A's, C's. Okay, your G is on your second line up, the A is in the second space up, and your C is in the third space up. So it's mainly those notes. You have got some B's in the middle section, which is on the middle line of the stave. Okay. Now, looking at the format of the piece of music, we've got the first section, which is from the beginning, from where you start playing to bar 22, the fourth line down. That's the first section. We've got the middle section, which is from 22 to 30, and then we've got 30 to the end. Now, in the at the end of the middle of the page, you'll see a first time and a second time bar. And in between the first time and second time bars, number ones and number twos, you see a big bracket with some dots. That means repeat. So if you look at the very beginning, you'll see another bracket and some dots. That's the section that you have to repeat. So once you play it all the way through, you're going to go through the first time bar, back to the set of dots. You play then all the way through to just before number one, where you can see those triplet notes, where it says Dakota above the piece of music. That's where you then go to number two for the second time, okay? Then all the way through that section, all right, just before the end, you'll see a long G, okay, of 4, 8, 12, 16 beats. Big breath involved there, okay? After you play that long G, you're going to go DS a la coda. That means go back to the sign, play to the coda sign, and then play the coda section at the end. The coda means the end section of the piece of music, the final part of the melody. So the dots, the funny sign, is at 22, fourth line down. So after you've played the second time, you're going to go back to number 22. You then go to bar 37, where it says to coda, and then you go straight down to the coda sign, which is at the very bottom of the piece of music. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play for you the first section and from bar 30, and we'll do the first time bar, and then I'll show you the second section. I'm not going to play the middle section, bar 22 to 30, because on the website you will see two versions of this piece of music. You'll see the backing track and then the backing track with the vocals. So what you need to do in that middle section is practice singing along with those words and those rhythms, okay? Because those are the rhythms and the notes that you're going to be playing in your part. Not all the notes are the same, but most of the rhythms are the same for all the parts. So if you get those rhythms in your head, you'll be able to sing that in your head as you're playing the notes that are written on the piece of music. So here we go. We're going to pretend I've done the five bars rest, and I'm going to go from the G. Section. Now I'm going to play from bar 30. I'm going to go from the triplets at bar just before bar 30. that will lead you back to the beginning. Okay. Now I'm going to play you the section at number two, part two. So this is the bit that you play the second time through. Okay, so this is number two. I'm going to go from the triplets again, leading into number two. When you get to the coda, that's when you're going to zip down to those last two bars on the piece of music. So I'm going to go from where it says to coda again, do those triplets, and then do the end section. So have fun with practicing that.